This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Voting has begun for the assembly elections in Delhi. The polling began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 in the evening. The voting is taking place across all 70 constituencies in the national capital. Over 1 crore 56 lakh eligible voters are expected to cast their ballots for 699 candidates. Elaborate arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling in the national capital. Over 13,700 polling booths have been set up across the 70 assembly constituencies. Out of these, 70 polling stations are being fully manned by women, while 70 others are being managed by Divyang Jans. The Lok Sabha has adopted the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament. The motion was adopted by a voice vote yesterday after the reply from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Replying to the debate in the House on motion of thanks, the Prime Minister highlighted his government's unwavering commitment to strengthening the values enshrined in the Constitution. Referring to the President's address, which extensively discussed the completion of 75 years of the Constitution, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that in addition to the articles of the Constitution, its spirit must be lived and we stand by it. He emphasized their commitment to living by, dedicating themselves to, and understanding the spirit of the Constitution. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Vinay Kumar Saxena has appealed to the voters in the national capital to participate in the Festival of Democracy by casting their vote today. In his message, Mr. Saxena said, "The vote is a voice, and it provides the power to the people of the city to shape Delhi in the way they want to shape it." He said that the people's participation in this electoral festival is the cornerstone of a strong and vibrant democracy. He urged the residents of the city to come together to strengthen democracy and shape the future of Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mahakumbh Mela at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will take a holy dip at Sangam. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also be present on the occasion. During his visit, the Prime Minister will perform puja at Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. He is also likely to meet saints and sadhus at the Mahakumbh. The Mahakumbh Mela commenced on 13th of January and over 38 crore devotees have taken holy dip in the Triveni Sangam so far. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting was attended by Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi and other senior officials. In the review meeting held last month, the Union Home Minister had directed all security agencies to adopt a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism and work in a coordinated manner to eliminate terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will launch Watershed Yatra in hybrid mode today with the theme Jal Lai Dhan Dhanya. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chauhan said the mass outreach campaign, which aims to create awareness about the watershed development activities, will cover 6,673 gram panchayats in 26 states and two union territories. He added that through the campaign, awareness will be raised among the masses about water conservation and soil degradation. He urged more and more people to join the campaign. The government announced that late Chaman Arora has been chosen for the Sahitya Academy Award 2024 in Dogri for his book Ik Hor Aswatthama. The Ministry of Culture, in a statement, also said the book was selected on the basis of recommendation made by the jury, comprising three members, in accordance with the rules and procedures laid down for the purpose. The Indian Embassy in Libya facilitated the return of 18 Indian nationals from Benghazi after being stranded in the city for several weeks. They are scheduled to arrive today. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said these individuals had travelled to Libya for work and had been stranded for several weeks. In the Indian Super League football, Mohan Bagan Super Giant will host Punjab FC at the Vivekanand Yuba Bharati Kridangan in Kolkata this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.